Kaz and AJ, Nick and Nick's Roofing, Dumbass News.
99.1.
Oh boy, it's time for Dumbass News.
PLR.
It's time for Chaz and AJ, Dumbass News.
95.9 The Fox.
Dumbass.
When you see a dumbass in the news, send it to dumbassnews@chazandajinthemorning.com. Lady sets the weirdest record. And Ashley's going to attempt it.
Oh.
What is this? A lady, what did she do? She crushed 3 melons between her legs in a certain amount of time, right? Is that what happened?
I think it's 7.5 minutes, yeah.
Okay. No.
Seconds, rather.
Yes, not minutes.
Seconds. Excuse me.
Want me to play the tape, or you want to?
Play the tape.
Okay. That's good.
So a woman in Las Vegas is shattering the mold, so to speak, with her unique skill.
And it's also earned her a spot in the record books. Take a look.
3, 2, 1. Wow.
Wow.
Yeah, that's Courtney Olsen. She's crushing.
Me and that guy are on the same page. How do you cover that in one syllable? Wow.
Wow. Yeah.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Wow.
And such enthusiasm. Wow.
Wow. Wow.
And quickly, too.
I think the wow covers it and the inflection covers it.
Wow.
Yeah, that's
yeah,
pretty
like,
awesome.
Wow, you got yourself on TV with that.
We
wow.
are covering this story.
It's like wow. I dated her.
I went to college for this. Wow.
Courtney Olsen, she's crushing 3 watermelons between her thighs, and she did so in just 7 seconds. The previous record, believe it or not, was double that, 14 seconds. While Courtney is a bodybuilder...
Do we need a record for this? Do we need to keep track of this?
We have now.
The Hillbilly Olympics?
This should be an Olympic event.
Right. It really should be.
Watermelon cushion. I'm impressed with coconut.
I can't help but say wow.
Wow.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah, wow. Egg class would be so much more fun.
Are these big melons? Or are you watching an event?
Yeah. They're like yeah, basketballs. They're the round melons, not the ones you carry to a picnic. Not the oblong. These are the round ones. Like green basketballs.
Gotcha. Those are harder, I think, right?
I would imagine. I have no idea. I've never crushed a melon.
How do you rate them?
Right.
Every melon's different, though, right? With their ripeness, the strength
Definitely.
Of them.
Exactly, right.
Yeah. And how do we know these weren't, pre-cut somewhere with a razor?
Oh, no. When this lady's crushing them, man, they're blowing out.
Oh.
There's a lot of pressure going on.
They're exploding out the top, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Just picturing, someone's head,
It's another T-shirt. Picturing someone's head.
Exactly.
How do you spell?
I don't know.
Right.
B-F-F-F-T-T.
Okay.
What is there anything left here?
Yeah,
good?
There's a lot more, actually. Yeah.
While Courtney is a bodybuilder, she hopes her feat empowers young girls.
We're told as a society that women are the weaker sex, and we want women to know that we are equal.
Oh,
and although, some things...
You crushed melons with your thighs. Relax. We're not rewriting history over here.
This is empowerment. This is you want to make a viral video.
This is this is a parlor trick.
Oh, God. Climb a mountain.
Right.
Run a race. I don't know. Let's show the world how women are powerful. I'm going to squash watermelons between my legs.
Yeah, no.
The bodybuilding thing is impressive.
Very impressive, yes.
Just stand there and just... Let's look at you. Look what you've done.
Exactly. You've sculpted your body.
You're incredible.
Right.
Oh, and when she was done exploding the third watermelon, she stood up and started doing the poses.
Ah.
Yeah.
And although, some things, we all have varying degrees of differences with what we can do, but at the end of the day, women are super powerful.
So what did she try before that? Like squishing an egg between her fingers?
Right.
Like her index finger and her thumb? Let me try the
hard-boiled egg.
Right.
A grape.
That's easy.
Yeah, grape was no problem.
Yeah.
I don't think fruit of any kind has anything to do with women being powerful, to be honest.
Well, let's see.
Right. Let's
what do you
find
got,
out.
The last 19 seconds as they go back to the studio, I just think we should hear it first.
Okay.
Yeah, we are. And in case you're wondering, it takes about 364 pounds of force to smash a watermelon.
And it takes 520 pounds to smash a human skull.
Oh,
so
well, where are
there's
you?
That.
Well, thank you for that piece of information.
And it takes only a few seconds.
I'm concerned why he knows that.
I don't know why I know that, but I do.
Oh, look, this guy's passed up.
Someone's disgruntled.
What the hell?
Right.
Somewhere. It's a fun video about a woman exploding watermelons. Well, the human skull explodes at the... Okay,
it
thanks.
Kind of turned creepy there.
Going to stand a little further away from you now.
Look in that guy's past. Any park that he hung out with, you're going to find skeletal remains of lots of missing people.
Oh, right, my right. God.
Right. Or there'll be a further story by his boss later.
What a strange tone to end that report with.
I got to tell you, when that guy goes in for a race...
Did you play that?
I'd be like, why are we in shorts?
3% seems fair to me. Let's just make it a deal.
Sign right over here. We're good.
All right. So it's 300 and how many pounds?
Let's see.
Pressure.
I'm wondering, it takes about 364 pounds of force.
364.
To smash a watermelon.
All right. Ashley yesterday in the meeting said, nothing.
I could do that.
Okay.
I got a green basketball over here.
Here we go. All right, and you have a melon now?
I do. I have a round melon, just the same kind that she crushed.
Same exact kind.
Yep.
And you only have, do you have one or you have three?
Got one or how many?
If
she does one, that's impressive.
Yeah, like let's.
She doesn't
steps.
Have to break a world record today. She could do that tomorrow. Let's see if she can get through one.
Okay.
AJ in the meeting yesterday said, you know what's going to happen? You're going to squish and crap yourself.
I dislocated my knee.
Oh, we got to clean up on aisle 7.
Okay, we got to take a break. We're going to come back and we're going to go right to it. Ashley attempting to squish a watermelon and
with a thigh.
Pop it.
Yes.
364 pounds of pressure with her legs.
Can she do it?
364 pounds of pressure necessary to crack a watermelon with your legs.
Yes.
Or with anything, actually. She's going to try to stick one between her legs and crush it.
Right.
And she has to, she said she needs a trip to the ladies' room.
Oh.
I have to pee, so that's working against me.
Oh.
So it's going to keep it exciting. You never know what's going to happen.
We do have a garbage bag, right? Just
yep.
In case there's...
And a bucket.
Melon fluid or whatever.
Melon fluid. Right?
Melon
yeah.
Fluid.
Yeah, you don't want melon fluid.
human fluid, whatever.
I'm going to call you Pits of Plenty.
Do you want, would 2 minutes and 36 seconds be enough for you to take your, you want to walk to the.
Your morning constitutional?
No, I'm ready.
No!
Really?
Okay. Wait, Jay, what pitch was that?
Now, I'm to you. Imitating you.
Yeah. I heard gum.
Shut up. Pay attention.
I heard gumtating you.
Yes. Yeah. Why don't you go? You know what? Now I hope you fail. Hope you crap yourself.
Were you really
right
rooting for her before?
No.
Yeah. Let's be honest here.
But now I'm being vocal about it.
Yeah.
Now that lady crushed it pretty high in her thighs too. It's not near her knees. She had it up near the other part.
I
no,
think
she did.
You'll get more pressure there, right?
I think the muscles are
the
stronger.
The closer you are to the end.
It's going all the way up.
Right.
Well, not all the way, but as far up as it will go.
All right. We're putting the final touches on what will be an attempt of Ashley exerting 364 pounds of pressure with her legs to squish a melon in between her legs.
Right.
All right, we're setting the camera now. I had Chris run out and grab a chair. Apparently, sorry, Chris. Ashley's going to try this lying on her back or what?
Or standing. I don't know. We'll see.
Standing?
There are a couple different positions. We'll see what angle I can get the most strength from.
Okay. You're doing this on your own free will, right?
Yes, of
this
course.
This was your idea.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, let's
it
do
up
it.
In a meeting.
Yep.
Okay.
My idea.
All right. 99.1 PLR, 95.9 The Fox, Chaz and AJ in the morning. This started with a video we played. A woman broke a world record. She squashed 3 melons in 7 seconds. She now has a world record.
Yes.
Isn't that fantastic? So now Ashley's going to try one.
It's woman versus fruits. Thighs versus rinds. It's the watermelon crush. Will it be victory or hernia? Only your undies will know for sure. Now let's go to the studio for Thigh Crush 21.
Okay. Thigh Crush 21.
Yes.
What is that?
That's the fire alarm.
The fire alarm's going off right now.
What did you do?
I didn't do anything. That's hilarious.
That's our boss pulling the fire alarm. Get sued.
Can we check and see if there's a real fire, please? That is the building saying, please don't do this to me.
Right.
That's hysterical.
After all of the construction that's been going on and this building's been ripped apart, yep, limb by limb.
Yep.
The fire alarm goes off right when we're about to do this bit.
My lights just got brighter in the monkey cage.
They're trying to tell you that the alarm's going off.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
But okay. I had no idea.
All right. Phil's coming back from checking what's happening.
We don't know. There's no one here.
We don't know.
Someone else already ran down to look ahead of me. They're going to let me know as soon as they know.
If you smell
I
smoke,
don't see any smoke.
If we smell any smoke, bust the window and jump out.
Yeah.
It's only the third floor. We're good.
Okay. All right, Ashley, let's try this.
All right.
I know there should be music, but if we put music on, the Twitch will shut down
exactly,
the sound.
Right.
Oh, and speaking of the chat room and Twitch, is like she can't just like jump and sit on it. She's got to really try to crush it.
Right.
Yes, between the legs.
Exactly. Old school.
All right, you ready? All right. All right, I got a couple of different techniques here. All right, first one, I'm going to stand up.
All right, she's standing up and she's
that
placing.
That is not happening.
She's placing the watermelon between her legs.
This would be like giving birth.
Yes,
nope,
it will.
Nope, gonna lay
now
down.
She's gonna
now
lay down instead.
Gravity was not my friend.
Right.
All right.
This is so not gonna work.
All right, ready?
Ready.
Good shot, Chris.
We're ready.
3, 2, 1. Oh, it's gonna break. It's gonna break. It's gonna feel like I'm giving birth. What, it's gonna break.
What, your underwear?
I don't think there's this much laughing during childbirth.
Yeah, really. Do we need to clean the floor behind you? Yeah, this is just like that lady did. What kind of cake did you get? You know, you got a piece of.
I really feel like I'm giving birth.
Yeah, it doesn't look good from this.
Come on, pop it!
Come on, break that rind. Come on, it's a
that
vegetable.
That was four tries.
It's a vegetable for
Christ's sake. All right, come on, it's softening.
Right.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, she is. She's softening. Was that you or the fruit?
She's really trying.
She really is.
Yes, I am.
She's sweating.
It's going to happen.
It sounded like when you wring out the kitchen sponge.
Yes, this is. Now you look like a mealy bug. You know those bugs that like curl up into a ball? Armadillo bugs? Ah. She's like that.
She's now in the fetal position.
Right.
Oh, we're trying the fetal now?
Yes. I don't think there's that much
anything,
trying.
Anything that'll
that's
work.
That's what she ended it. Now she's going to like. You know, it looks like some kind of like weird relay race right
what
now.
Is that,
don't
Chris?
Punch
what is she
it.
Doing now?
You're supposed to punch it. You do not damage the fruit.
Back to the thighs.
It's got to be legit. You can't partially break it with your hand. No, you're punching
yeah.
it.
No. Nope. Nope.
Nah.
Right? Maybe yeah. try a roast beef next week.
I feel a little tizzy.
Tizzy?
Tizzy?
Little tizzy.
My tizzy.
Yeah, you better stop. You're going to pop up. You're going to have a brain aneurysm.
And by the way, keep the watermelon.
Yeah, you can have that. You've earned it.
Yeah, it's all yours. It's all yours.
She's going to pop a blood vessel in her eyeball.
Right? All of a sudden her eyeballs pop
yeah,
out.
Yeah, her eyes going to pop out.
Right, or turn red, like blood red. Like Stewie and
Jesus.
Family Guy. What are you doing, for Christ's sake? Now she's on her back with her legs up in the air.
Just literally just taking a nap.
Will break, damn it!
Be careful. She's in the firing position.
I give her a 10 on a 10 scale for
attempting. Oh.
What was that noise?
I think it was her head popping.
And there it is.
This is just like that lady did.
Yeah. Wow. So I should have a leg day at the gym.
just one.
Yeah.
Just a day.
Right.
Oh, you're going to feel this tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
Tomorrow, Ashley's going to look like she was riding a horse all day. Yeah. All right. Well, she tried.
Yeah, she did.
Right. Watermelons are tough. Dizzy. Whew.
Well, I give you a 10 for your attempt.
Thank you.
Your effort, 10.
Right. Success.
Execution, 0.
Right. Execution, I'm in favor of it.
Execution, I'm still dizzy.
In Dumbass News, we played this bodybuilding lady who successfully broke a world record squashing 3 melons between her legs in 7 seconds. Ashley thought, not a big deal. So she tried 1, and this is what we have.
3, 2, 1. Oh, it's going to break. It's going to break. It's going to feel like I'm giving birth.
What?
Yeah, it doesn't look good from this.
Come on, pop it!
Come on, break that rind. Was that you or the fruit? Right?
I feel a little tizzy.
Tizzy? A little tizzy.
Yeah, you can have that. You've earned it.
Yeah, it's all yours. It's all yours. It sounds like it needs fiber.
Wow.
That seems to be the ladies' room right there.
Sounds like childbirth or, yeah, really, fiber. Yeah,
exactly. Too much rice.
Can you slow one of those down?
Yeah.
Sounds like a cow.
Or like Tarzan.
Yeah.
Swinging from a tree.
Right.
I got so angry at it at one point that I just started punching it.
I know.
That didn't work either.
Sounds like a McGill running down the hall.
Sounds funny. Like a mad goat.
Hey, boss, I broke that thing in the studio.
Sounds like a monster. A monster movie. Is that a ghost?
Yes.
Zombie.
You can't tell if he's angry, though. Sounds like he's falling. Like, oh. You hit that, when you hit that really, you know, slippery part of the floor.
Yeah, it's like a little water on the garage
exactly
floor.
Exactly right. Right. You ever work around, like, you know, like a transmission fluid? Exactly what happens.
I'm scaring myself.
Or it's as soon as you start the decline on the roller coaster.
It's actually Ashley's dry cleaner. What did you do to his underwear?
You don't want to know.
You bring your underwear to the dry cleaner?
Me? No. AJ?
You know, why don't you just step on things?
That's a yes. That's a yes.
Why do you even just step on things? Here's an idea. Try his head.
To break the watermelon?
Exactly, right. Yeah. But you could probably break his head easier.
No, the bit would be, can AJ crack Phil's skull between his legs?
How about it with a hammer? I'll run to Home
According
Depot and
to
get
that
one.
News guy, it's 500 and something pounds of pressure needed.
A 12-pound sledge will do it, too.
So, well, nice job, Ashley.
Thank you. I thought I had nutcracker legs.